I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Monday, November 7th. We're talking about some of the biggest names in American politics making their so-called closing arguments to voters before tomorrow's midterms and how this election has already become historic. Also, COP27 in Egypt is now underway. We'll explain what it is and a few of the main goals. Plus, some big sports stories to know, from the World Series champions and their city celebrations to the NBA star suspended in more ways than one because of his tweet, to the athlete who smashed two world records in a week. Oh, and the Powerball now has the largest jackpot in history. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We are now just one day away from what President Biden is calling the most important election in our lifetime. Of course, he's talking about the midterms, when American voters will decide who to send to the nation's capital. Every House seat is up for grabs, as well as 35 seats in the Senate, meaning the balance of power could shift in Washington. Not to mention, people will be picking their candidates for governor and deciding other local races. So as you might imagine, it was a busy weekend on the campaign trail, especially in battleground states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, and Wisconsin. In fact, three different American presidents appeared in Pennsylvania. President Biden and former President Obama were there to support the Democratic candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate, while former President Trump campaigned for the Republicans. The political heavy hitters are dedicating their time and money into this election. We're talking about a historic amount of money. The nonpartisan research organization Open Secrets says the total cost of this year's state and federal elections will exceed $16.7 billion. That would make this the most expensive midterm in American history by a lot. Of course, we'll bring you coverage of some election results right here on The Newsworthy. In many parts of the country, security will be tight on Election Day, and it might be for good reason. The Justice Department has already reported a string of threats against election workers this midterm cycle, and it's looking into reports of voter intimidation. The DOJ says Arizona is one of the top states for these kinds of issues. Just recently, Reuters got a hold of documents from Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix. The elections office there recorded at least 140 threatening and hostile messages and online posts against election workers in just 1 month over the summer. And in both Arizona and North Carolina, voters dropping off ballots have reportedly been yelled at, photographed, and recorded by people waiting near ballot boxes. So law enforcement is stepping up. Local prosecutors will help oversee election safety in every state. Some authorities have decided to have police officers, metal detectors, and bag checks at certain polling places around the country. And of course, the Justice Department is also investigating threats that have already been made. We should mention it's not just threats and voter intimidation looming over the midterms. There's also disinformation going around, some of it reportedly coming right out of Russia. Over the weekend, the New York Times cited several cybersecurity firms who have come across Russian influence campaigns on social media. They apparently found accounts posing as Americans, targeting Democratic candidates in some close races. But officials say it's not just Democrats who need to be aware. The former director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency talked about this on CBS News yesterday. He said the point of Russian trolls and bots is not necessarily to get certain people elected, but they're really trying to get Americans to lose confidence in the whole democratic system. So the U.S. federal government is asking Americans to think critically about what we see online. One big issue for both Republicans and Democrats right now is, of course, the economy, and along with that, the labor market. The last major jobs report ahead of the midterm elections just came out on Friday. And since then, politicians and election hopefuls have been bringing it up, but for different reasons. Democrats focused on the positive that employers added a seasonally adjusted 261,000 jobs last month, meaning the American economy has added jobs every month since President Biden took office. But Republicans noted there was an uptick in the unemployment rate. It went from 3.5% to 3.7%. The Republican National Committee blames, in part, inflation that's been historically high while Democrats have been in control. Democrats argue inflation would be even worse if Republicans were in charge. As for what economists say about this latest jobs report, one told the Wall Street Journal, there are two competing forces here. Some employers are still trying to restore the jobs they had cut during the pandemic, while others are pulling back with so much uncertainty about where the economy will go from here. Well, this week, thousands of activists and world leaders are getting together in Egypt to talk about climate change. They're attending a big conference called the COP27. COP stands for Conference of the Parties. And this is the 27th year the United Nations has put it together. It's set to focus on three main points. One, lowering greenhouse gas emissions. Two, helping countries prepare for climate change and deal with it as it happens. And three, getting technical support and funding for developing countries to do the same. Some of the most high-level speeches are expected to happen today and tomorrow. President Biden is set to address the conference on Friday. You might want to set an alarm now. Early tomorrow morning, people around the world will be able to see a total lunar eclipse, and there won't be another like it for 3 years. The Earth will pass directly between the moon and the sun, making the full moon look blood red for nearly an hour and a half. You can watch the spectacle from about 5:15 to 6:45 a.m. Eastern time. And you don't need any kind of special equipment to see it, just a dark environment away from bright lights or clouds. If the sky is not clear where you live, you can also watch a live stream online, like from the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles. We have links to live streams in today's episode notes. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. I plan to be traveling for Thanksgiving this year, and you know what always makes it into my luggage? At least one pair of my Rothy's shoes. They are all so chic, comfortable, and versatile, so I can easily dress my Rothy's shoes up or down this holiday season. Plus, I'm going somewhere cold, so I'm very interested in Rothy's new release, the coziest merino wool slippers, for when those gatherings are officially over. No matter what style you're looking for, Rothy's has you covered. They're known for the point and the flat, but they also make super comfortable sneakers, for example. Self magazine even named the original slip-on sneaker the best slip-on during their 2022 Sneaker Awards. And yes, Rothy's has great gifts as well, from their shoes to their bags and their accessories. Plus, Rothy's always keeps the planet in mind with their sustainably made signature thread that is repurposed from single-use plastic bottles, so you can feel good about buying from Rothy's. Get stylish shoes versatile and durable enough to wear all the time with Rothy's. And get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. The Houston Astros are World Series champions once again. For the second time in 5 years, the Astros have come out on top in Major League Baseball's biggest competition. The team beat the Philadelphia Phillies in game number 6. The Astros were seen as the strongest baseball team nearly all season long. Perhaps they wanted to redeem themselves. The Astros were caught cheating in 2017 when they won the World Series the last time. So now this World Series victory is the first big thing fans of the team have had to celebrate since. And celebrating they are. The local school districts and colleges in Houston, Texas, are canceling all classes today so students, kids, and their families can attend the Astros' victory parade. The punishments for NBA star Kyrie Irving keep on coming. The Brooklyn Nets have suspended him from playing in a number of games, and now his largest partner, Nike, just suspended their deals with him. It's just some of the backlash from an anti-Semitic video Irving shared on his social media a week ago. The tweet has since been deleted, but it included a link to a documentary that includes Holocaust denial and conspiracy theories about Jews. Losing Nike is a big financial hit for Irving, and it's a big deal for Nike, too. The company was set this week to debut a new basketball shoe with Irving called the Kyrie 8. The shoe's launch is now off. At first, Irving defended the right to post what he wants. Later, he posted an apology, saying he should have explained what he does and doesn't agree with in that documentary. One report says the Nets are demanding Irving take a few steps before he can get back on the court, like he'll have to go through sensitivity training, meet with Jewish leaders, and donate $500,000 to organizations that work to end hate crimes. CBS Sports says if Irving completes all of his apologies, he could be back playing next week. NFL star Tom Brady just made history again. He's now the first NFL player to throw for more than 100,000 yards, including the regular season and playoffs. He credited his fellow teammates for blocking and catching over his career, saying he can't do anything if they aren't amazing, too. Meanwhile, swimmer Katie Ledecky just broke two world records in 1 week. She broke the women's record in the 800-meter swim over the weekend and broke the record for the 1500-meter a week ago. Ledecky already has a number of world championships to her name, including 7 Olympic gold medals. That's the most of any female swimmer in history. And speaking of speed, the world's largest annual major marathon brought out about 50,000 runners over the weekend. I'm talking about the New York City Marathon on Sunday. Runners from Kenya finished first in both the men's and women's races, while 4 Americans finished in the top 10. The music world is mourning singer Aaron Carter, who died at the age of 34. The LA County Sheriff's Department says he was found dead inside his home in California Saturday morning. Aaron Carter was one of the most successful child singers of all time. At just 13 years old, his biggest album went triple platinum, selling more than 3 million copies. The cause of his death has not been released yet, but his family said he developed struggles with mental health and addiction over recent years. Aaron was the younger brother of Backstreet Boy Nick Carter. Nick said he was holding on to hope that Aaron someday would get the help he needed. And despite their complicated relationship, he'll miss him more than anyone will ever know. One of the biggest names in rap music is looking to become one of the biggest names in the marijuana business. Sean Diddy Combs just signed off on a massive $185 million deal. The agreement he accepted gives him professionally licensed cannabis operations in New York, Massachusetts, and Illinois. Combs' deal comes with 9 full retail stores and 3 separate production facilities across the 3 states. His investment also creates the country's first minority-owned multi-state cannabis company, and it will be the world's largest black-owned cannabis company. Once everything is transferred over, we're likely to start seeing branded cannabis products showing up in stores in the coming months. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor. If you're like my family, you like to pore over lists of reviews before deciding on where to book a reservation for brunch or dinner. So why not do the same when you're booking a doctor's appointment? With ZocDoc, you can see real, verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Yep, that's the other key here. You filter your search to only show doctors that take your insurance, which is such a time saver. And on ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun. Whether you're trying to straighten those teeth, fix an achy back, get a mole checked out, or anything else, ZocDoc has you covered. Plus, ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as reserving that brunch spot online or getting delivery to your house. Search, find, and book doctors with a few taps. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Lotto fever has just become lotto insanity. No one hit the Powerball jackpot over the weekend, so tonight's jackpot has now grown to an estimated $1.9 billion. It's now become the largest jackpot in lottery history. The previous record was just under $1.6 billion. How did it get this high? Well, it happened because no one has guessed all of the right numbers after 40 straight drawings. It's now tied the record for the most drawings in a row without a grand prize winner. You can't blame anyone for not guessing the right Powerball numbers. The odds are a staggering 1 in 292.2 million. You are actually more likely to become a billionaire every other way than by winning the lottery. You're also more likely to become a famous movie star and win an Oscar. Still, it's so fun to dream and wish. The next drawing is tonight. Good luck. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. If you get value out of the show, please be sure to share it with a friend today, especially this week with Election Day coming up. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.